Cape Talk from the continent.
And from the continent, it's a very good morning to Sir Kasibia this morning, chatting to us about what's happening on the continent. We had a bit of a bad line yesterday, Soka, so hopefully the line will hold today. And setting up your first story, upgrading the African startup landscape and researching Africa's sort of psychoactive plants. That's the first story. Can you unfold that for us? And especially the startup landscape, which is essential in Africa for the economy of this continent.
Good morning, Zane, and to your listeners. Yes, you're very right. Startups have actually made quite a lot of money on the continent in terms of FDI. We've recorded numerous leaps in terms of people starting up businesses and actually getting the investors to back those startups. But what we're also finding is that more and more innovation hubs want to just do more. So it's not just about starting a business, but you actually need to start a business that has a social impact. So you're finding the rise of social entrepreneurs as well. There is an innovation hub in Lagos in Nigeria called CC Hub. And what it does is that it's the early home of many startups that start in Nigeria, and it provides infrastructure, you know, the office space, the mentorship, how to start when you're actually going into business, you know, the do's and don'ts to make sure that you don't go into the same pitfalls as perhaps somebody else. And you also have these workshops that you do. Now, the company is now expanding into other African countries. So it's moving from Nigeria and moving into other parts. And it started in Rwanda. And what they've done now is that they've actually now extended their vision as well. So it's not just about you coming to start your business, but it's about how are you going to solve a challenge within the community that you come from. So your business always has to have a social impact. And in that way, what it does is that it actually encourages an ecosystem, an economic system where you are helping people with your own, you know, your own dreams and aspirations, because it's all good and well to start something. But if it's not benefiting or empowering your customers or your clients, it becomes unsustainable, because then those are the same people who then don't support whatever it is that you're doing. And this is what this new vision for CC Hub is about. Make sure that, yes, as a startup landscape, you know, as a startup, you are doing something in terms of creating jobs, but are you helping the community as well? And are you, so things like healthcare, things like housing, all the social ills, how is your company addressing those?
And your second topic for the morning is researching Africa's psychoactive plants. This one, psychoactive plants?
You know, psychoactive makes you think, you know, are we trying to get people high? And it's not the case. No, it's not the case. What researchers are finding that these medicines that traditional healers have been using that relieve pain. So, you know, the same way researchers will research the effects of chocolate in terms of how, you know, it makes you feel the endorphins or other chemical reactions you have to food that make you feel good or relieve pain or whatever the symptom is, they're finding that more and more people now want to go natural in terms of the medication they use. So there's a plant called the magic guari, and it's found in 20 African countries, in Uganda, in Kenya, in Ethiopia. It's used for different things. The branches are used to help keep water, you know, when you're storing water in rural areas for longer, so it doesn't evaporate as quickly. They're finding that when the branches, you know, when you strip the branches, you can use it as part of your dental program. If they use it in safaris, for example, and they're finding that if you crush the leaves, for example, that pearl can be used as a laxative in some areas. So it's got different effects in terms of how you use it. And what researchers are trying to do is trying to look at the properties of such plants and see how we can use them medicinally. So it's not always about pumping chemicals, because as the world moves away from pumping chemicals, because those are the things that are actually in turn making us sick in the long run, they're finding plants and help and working with traditional healers in terms of making sure that they create drugs, you know, I'll say that in inverted commas, that now are more organic, more natural, and therefore don't have a poisoning effect in the system.
Yeah. I've started taking something called GCL.
Mm-hmm.
It's just garlic, garlic, ginger, and lemon, and it's a mixture of that. And those, and you know, the sort of medicinal properties in that is absolutely incredible. Look at the medicinal properties of rooibos, for instance. Also, look at the properties of aloe. Aloe has become such a such a big industry these days, and we very often forget that, you know, we need to turn to the plants first, and that sort of medicinal and herbal healing before we actually turn to tablets, which kind of just give us more and more headaches and more problems. So yeah, Soka Sibiya, Africa.com editor, thank you very much. Have a fantastic Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.